Welcome in to the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks Radio post-game show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. I'm your host, Charlie Romeliotis, here at the United Center where the Blackhawks fall to the St. Louis Blues, shut out 4-0 in the preseason finale. Finish the preseason 2-4-0 for the Blackhawks. I mean, the story of this game is that the St. Louis Blues fielded their NHL roster. The Blackhawks fielded their mainly their AHL guys. And so this was more of a dress rehearsal game for the St. Louis Blues, more so than it was for Chicago, which was last night's performance against the Minnesota Wild, where they really played a lot of their horses. And so I honestly don't read too much into this final result. The shots on goal total were 31-18 in favor of the Blues in this game, and it was a lot of young guys for Chicago. I missed this on the broadcast, but I guess Landon Slaggart only logged one shift in the third period. I saw the video. It looked like he got tied up with Logan Mailloux at the beginning of the third period. He didn't play the rest of the game, so that's one of the NHL veterans on this roster, Landon Slaggart, who is still a very young player. He was one of the guys that was wearing an A on his sweater, so they didn't have him for the third period. We'll see what Jeff Blashill says after the game to provide an injury update. So this is going to be a quick-hitting post-game show. We're only going up to 9 o'clock, so we're going to take a break here, and I'll share some more thoughts on the other side. You're listening to the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show. It's going to roll on after this on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. It's the Blackhawks shutout by the St. Louis Blues 4-0 in the preseason finale. Hawks still searching for the first W here on home ice. They went 0-3 in the preseason. Hopefully, they're waiting for it to happen when the games count in the regular season, as we'll be back here a week from today for the home opener. So let's hopefully Chicago is saving the goals for that one. Let's get to tonight's ice times, which are sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. Kevin Korchinski led all skaters in ice time in this game with 22-40. Right behind him was Ethan Dalmastro, his partner, at 21-40. I will say the two of them did have a tough night in this game. That they went up against the top competition, which no surprise is the top pairing. When the two of them were on the ice at even strength, the Blues had 17 shot attempts and 3 against. And so it was a pretty lopsided shot attempt differential, and the scoring chances were also 11-1 in favor of the Blues when Korchinski and Dalmastro were on the ice. So unfortunate performance there, but kind of no surprise because of the roster that Chicago fielded relative to St. Louis's. And so you knew that it was going to be an uphill battle for these young guys. Ryan Green led the way among forwards in ice time for the Blackhawks at 19-30. So it was a very, very young roster for Chicago. No surprise that some of the younger defensemen were, you know, when you're going up against guys like Jordan Kyrou and Robert Thomas, I mean, these guys are some of the best players in the NHL. And so it was a tough night for them, but hopefully they bounce back. Likely Korchinski is going to go back to Rockford, and Dalmastro is kind of a guy that's going to be on the bubble. And so we'll see what the Blackhawks end up deciding to do with him as we get down to the final rosters, which are due on Monday. We have more to get to here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show coming up next on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. I'm looking at the stat sheet of this game. 4-0 win for the St. Louis Blues. The hits in this game: 51 credited hits by St. Louis, 44 for Chicago. I mean, this was a Blackhawks Blues, seemingly a regular season type intensity as far as guys throwing their bodies around. Milan Lucic led the way for St. Louis with 8. Lucic, by the way, is on a PTO, so we'll see if he ends up signing with the Blues after this. So I mentioned the Landon Slaggart injury that happened in the third period. Our post-game show is run until 9 o'clock, so we might not be able to get an injury update from Jeff Blashill. But I will say this: if it's just precautionary and he left and it's fine because it's just the preseason, the sigh of relief. But if Slaggart might miss a little bit of time. This could make some of the roster cuts a little bit interesting for Chicago because the rosters are due on Monday at 4 p.m. Central Time, but Chicago is traveling to Florida on Sunday night or on Sunday morning, tomorrow morning. And so the Hawks are going to have to know who their 23-man roster is by the time they head to Florida tomorrow morning. And if Slaggart is potentially, if his status could be up in the air for Tuesday's season opener against Florida, that could potentially open the door for a guy like Oliver Moore to make the opening night roster and slide into that third-line role with Dickinson and Ilya Mikheyev out of the gate. But if Slaggart is healthy and this is more precautionary, then the roster cuts are going to be a little bit more interesting as far as the forwards go, because it feels like the three players that we saw that were in the top six today for Chicago, Reichel, Moore, and Green, there's probably only one spot for them. And we've seen Reichel's name in some trade rumors, the last few days. So we'll have to monitor that situation. But it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out, depending on Slaggart's injury status. So we'll definitely have to monitor that. And as the Blackhawks prepare, I'm sure they're going to have meetings all night tonight, trying to figure out who's coming on the trip to Florida tomorrow. And obviously they have to make some decisions on the back end as well. I mentioned Kevin Korchinski, Ethan Delmastro. Korchinski's going to go back to Rockford, but with Delmastro, it felt like he was kind of not a lock to make the opening night roster, but he's had a little bit of a tough training camp. And so Nolan Allen, Ethan Delmastro, you got a guy like Matt Grzelcyk, who's on a PTO. There's really only one or two spots for all of them. And that's also we're not sure if Alex Vlasic is going to be available for Chicago on opening night. That the goal is for him to be ready, but if he's not, then that could also make things interesting. So a few balls in the air that we're going to have to monitor here over the next 24 hours for Chicago as they get ready to finalize their opening night roster. All right, we got one more break to get to, and then we're going to wrap up the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show after this on 720 WGN. Back here at the United Center, the Blackhawks fall to the St. Louis Blues 4-0 in the preseason finale here at the United Center. It's time now for a Blackhawks prospect update. Let's check in on our next generation of players sponsored by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. I know we did an update on Anton Frondell yesterday, but we're going to have to do another one because a couple days ago, he had two goals, including a Michigan goal, which is the lacrosse-style goal, and today, he scored a hat trick and added an assist. So he has five goals in his last two games. He's been on an absolute tear for Dugarden over in the Swedish Hockey League. He's the second youngest player to score a hat trick in the Swedish Hockey League history, which is the top tier league in Sweden. So what a start for Anton Frondell, the number three overall pick by the Blackhawks this past year. He's up to 9 points, 6 goals, 3 assists in 8 games for Dugarden. So he's come out from the last couple games more than a point per game player. So hopefully he continues that. But you got to like what you've seen if you're a Chicago fan from Anton Frondell. All right, our next broadcast is going to be on Tuesday against the Florida Panthers. And this game is actually going to count in the standings. They're going to have a banner raising ceremony before the game. So we expect a later puck drop. But we are going to have our pregame show at 3:30, followed by an extended postgame show. So you're not going to want to miss it. We finally made it through the preseason. The next game is going to count. Hallelujah. Rosters are due on Monday, so stay tuned over the next 24 to 48 hours as the Blackhawks make their final roster decisions.